Turnbuckle Trash fans, you can stay in the ring with us by following us on Facebook and clicking that like button on our Facebook page, Turnbuckle Trash. Or you can follow us on Twitter, at Turnbuckle Trash. And in case you got any comments, suggestions, or questions, you can email us at wpfpod@gmail.com. Again, that's wpfpod@gmail.com.
None of these cross-eyed mouth breathers deserve to hear this voice.
I guess I was just trying to take over the world.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
It's a pile of trash.
And now on Turnbuckle Trash, we're joined by Chris Evans. But let's talk a little bit about professional wrestling here on Turnbuckle Trash.
All right.
And one of our favorite tag teams, I know, the Briscoe brothers, they've got big news. What's going on with the Briscoes and ROH?
Well, it's amazing that the Briscoe brothers are now in the history books for being the 10-time Ring of Honor tag team champions. They started out there. They've never been to any other organization that I know of. But the Briscoes are one of the top tag teams in the business. From my perspective, they are. I mean, one of them's been a world champion. The other one has been trying to go up for singles titles. I don't know if he's ever won one or not. I don't think he has. But, I mean, these guys, they give it all in the ring. Blood, every last drop of blood they have, they have done it in the ring. And
yeah, 10 times.
So, 10 times.
Now, it's Jay that's been the Ring of Honor world champion. And Mark is the one that lost his front teeth during a wrestling match. And he's got that big old bushy beard. I shouldn't say anything because I'm kind of ugly myself, but that man is eat up in ugly. You know what I'm talking about?
Even my roommate, she goes, "Who is that?" I said, "Well, it's Mark Briscoe." She goes, "Well, dang, that could be one of your cousins." I just said, "What are you doing? I thought you go there." She goes, "My gosh, that could be your cousin." I said, "Yeah." It was just, oh my gosh, and she just. I thought, look, yes, I'm from Tennessee, but we don't do that. Come on. I mean, I've got a couple of cousins that may somewhat look like that, but their teeth are there. His isn't. So, and he didn't listen. So it's just, I mean, don't get me wrong. It was funny, but I thought, my gosh, I can't believe he just said that.
I feel like going into a Jeff Foxworthy routine. Let's get back Oh, that's hilarious.
I love it. Awesome. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about TLC. What did you think about the TLC pay-per-view?
It was a sleeper. It was not that good. I mean, I wasn't really impressed. The only thing that really impressed me was the SmackDown Women's Championship was about the best match, and Daniel Bryan's match was good. But the rest of it, it didn't turn my head. It didn't make me go, oh, my gosh, I can't wait to see Raw or SmackDown. It just didn't do anything for me this time.
So you didn't like the R-Truth and Carmella winning the Mixed Match Challenge?
I was shocked. Now, that got me. I really didn't expect them to push Carmella and R-Truth. They're really good together. I mean, they got that dance that looks like they've had too many vodkas on the beginning. But other than that, I mean, yeah, they did fine.
I think it was a lot of fun that since they won, they get the 30th position in the Royal Rumble, each one. Plus, they get to go anywhere in the world they want to go for a vacation. And R-Truth picked Stamford, Connecticut. Go to the WWE headquarters. That's where they're going for their vacation anywhere in the world.
He's going to go to Stamford, Connecticut and start stapling papers together. No, I mean, come on, people.
The match with Daniel Bryan and AJ Styles, which Daniel won by a pinfall, what did you think about that?
I mean, yeah, it was good that Daniel kept the title that we all figured he wouldn't, and Daniel's one heck of a heel. I mean, I like him more of a heel than I do a babyface.
Really?
I would have him see, yes, I do, because I think he brings out the best of himself as a heel. I mean, he'll talk about vegans and he'll talk about people that eat meat, and he doesn't want the belt being on something that's made out of cow, and he thinks the leather strap, he's going to do something with the belt. I don't know if he ever did. Mm-hmm. He was going to change it up somehow. I don't know. What was he going to put? A cucumber, a whole bunch of cucumbers on the belt and strap that to it? I mean, come on. It's leather. So what?
I wish they could get Austin Aries to come back just to set up Austin Aries and Daniel Bryant. You know, who's the world's toughest vegan? You know, that ain't going to happen.
You know how to really make a vegan upset? In the middle of the night when they're sleeping, put a half-eaten cheeseburger in their hand, and when they wake up in the morning, they'll look at it and they'll start freaking out thinking they did it.
Are you a member of PETA by chance?
No, I'm not a member of PETA. I PETA'd out a long time ago, so no, I'm not a member.
You should be, because okay. I'm the president of the local chapter of the People for the Eating of Tasty Animals.
Lovely. Let's fire up the grill and have a couple of T-bone steaks.
Now, when I was talking to Zane, we were talking about the Intercontinental Championship match with Dean Ambrose, or Bane as we like to call him, against Seth Rollins. Now, Zane liked the match pretty much. What about you?
I thought it was really interesting. It was a good match. I understand that Vince McMahon wasn't too happy about the match. I think there were some botched moves in there, and that I knew they were going to have to put the title on Dean eventually. But to be honest with you, instead of the Intercontinental title, I'd rather see him have the Universal title. We've seen this before, though. That's the problem I'm having, and I know
If I'd have been in the crowd, I would have liked the match. I might not have thought it was great, but for them to, you know, call it this is boring, it was not a boring match by any means.
No, it wasn't a boring match, but, I mean, to the fans and everything that have seen it on Raw, and we've seen it on other pay-per-views that these two are going against each other. It's the Shield disassembling again, and now they're fighting. I want to see Seth Rollins and AJ Styles go at it. I'd like to see
that would be fun.
Match.
That would be
fun. Yes, it would be. I'd like to see that match. But we'll never see it unless they have a big shakeup, which we thought that was going to happen on Raw, but that didn't happen. I feel like I'm taking crazy pills every time I watch a pay-per-view or SmackDown and Raw, and I have to get a bad taste out of my mouth.
With the McMahon family coming back on Monday Night Raw right after TLC and saying they're taking control of what's going on with the WWE Raw and SmackDown brands, have you seen any difference yet?
No, I haven't seen a bit of difference. I mean, it's the same. It is the same thing over and over and over again. Same matches, same product, boring. It would put an insomniac to sleep real quick. The ratings are so low right now, it's scraping the bottom of the barrel. Even Sesame Street has higher ratings than Raw does right now. Come on.
So what is your solution?
You need to bring in better talent. You need to forget the Raw general manager. Who cares? We all know there's no such thing as a Raw general manager anymore. We know who pulls the strings. Let's have Triple H just go ahead and take the whole thing over. McMahon wants to retire anyways. Let him take it over. He's done a heck of a job with NXT. Let Triple H have it, and let him bury the talent himself. I mean, none of the wrestlers are happy, and a lot of people want to do like Cody Rhodes did, break off and go to the indie circuit and go to other places.
Uh-huh.
And that's what the problem with the WWE is right now. They can't manage talent anymore, and that's the problem. Mm-hmm. I mean, half of their writers are either on drugs, or they're doing bath salts to even write a script, if they can write. Look at some of the old-timers and what they're saying. Professional wrestling was the hottest ticket back in the 80s and 90s. Now, you can't even give a ticket away to some of these matches. Nobody wants to go.
Which promotion has the best product out there?
Oh, wow. To be honest with you, I'd have to say Ring of Honor. Ring of Honor and New Japan, because Chris Jericho is absolutely tearing it apart in New Japan Pro Wrestling right now.
Hmm.
So he's got a new attitude. He looks like the Crow, but I mean, he's doing things and saying things now on there that he couldn't have got away with on today's WWE. There's just no way they would allow it. And now he's doing everything from cracking people open with the belt to calling them things we can't say on this show. I mean, it's perfect the way Chris Jericho's doing it. He's the hottest heel that New Japan has. But Ring of Honor is, I think, has got a better product than TNA, NWA right now. Ring of Honor is hot and heavy. I like them because they got a storyline and they do what they're supposed to do.
One more match from TLC, and it's the women's match, the SmackDown Women's Championship match, with Asuka defeating the man, Becky Lynch, and the queen, Charlotte Flair, as Asuka has won the title in the TLC. What did you think about that one?
It's about time that they put the belt on Asuka. They messed up that woman a long time ago when they, you know, didn't have the undefeated streak anymore, which I think they needed. That would have made for a better storyline. Here's the lady that's coming to the WWE. She's coming to pay-per-view. She's coming to SmackDown, and she has not been beat in the NXT. What did they do? They bury her faster than the dog buries a T-bone. No, it didn't work. But now they gave her the title. Let's see how long she keeps it.
Mm-hmm.
And let me ask you this. Are you tired of Becky Lynch's The Man?
No, I'm not.
You like it? You like
it? I like it a lot.
Okay, good. That's good. I have nothing against it. No, but, I mean, she's acting like Stone Cold Steve Austin. She's already kicking people in the stomach and giving them the stunner, something to reamp her, and she's doing well. She's about the only one I have seen that has just – she is the number one women's wrestler in the United – in all promotions.
Yeah.
She's done a heck of a job.
I would go on to say that she's probably the hottest thing in wrestling today, men and women.
Yes, I will admit that. You are correct. Yes, she is. But she did it on her own. I mean, she broke her eye socket and still wanted to wrestle. And, I mean, she's good. And I'm glad for her that she needed something like this.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully she can get back the title, which I know they will probably sooner or later. And she could become the man again.
What about the twist in the TLC match? When Ronda Rousey came out and she affected the outcome of that, was that something you were expecting?
I wasn't expecting that at all. I didn't think Ronda would come out there and interfere, but when she did, I figured, okay, they're gearing up for Ronda Rousey and her and Becky to go at it because that's what they wanted to see. I think Becky will probably go into Raw and do the same thing to Ronda Rousey, make her lose her title.
Well, that's going to wrap our discussion up for TLC. And, of course, I want to remind everyone that we have our look back at the year 2018. It's going to be in five different sections. Three sections, maybe four, are available as of this podcast that you're listening to. You can get those on also our CastBox or go to TurnbuckleTrash.net. And then our final section as we look back at 2018 will be our guest segment where we have guests joining us, sometimes wrestlers, sometimes other trash heads. And we'll also be doing our blooper reel. We call it the butt fumbles. That's always fun.
When we hear those, I can't help but sit back and I'll listen to it about two or three times and just laugh like a crazy man. I like it. So fun.
Well, we'll be talking to you again when we do our podcast about the best of 2018. That's when we
Wonderful.
Get to choose what our favorites were. And we'll have that also coming up within a week.
Let's do it. I can't wait to do another podcast. I love doing these things because it's so much fun to do. Because we always say, we give a fan's perspective of professional wrestling. Other podcasts, they think that they know everything and this is what they should do and this is what they should do. Not really. We get our 2 cents worth in. We know nobody in the WWE is listening or Ring of Honor or anything, but it's kind of fun to say, yeah, this would work. This is what fans mm-hmm. want. And then sometimes yeah. it's kind of fun to listen and you're thinking, my gosh, I shouldn't have rambled on like I did. All right. Happy New Year to everybody.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Those guys look big and mean. I think they want to hurt us.
What do you call that, a flying springboard knee to the face?
Oh, that works.
I like to hurt people.
Pretending to wrestle is the most fun in the whole world.
The thoughts and opinions heard on the preceding program are not necessarily those of an intelligent human being. If you don't agree with them, get your own dang pod.
Dummy.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. And in the immortal words of Ric Flair, woo!
The ratings are so low right now, it's scraping the bottom of the barrel. Even Sesame Street has higher ratings than Raw.
He's the attitude face. He's not the good face, but he's the attitude face.
He's like an anti-hero.
He's kind of like an... Oh, I don't think we've ever said that before, have we?
Yeah.
No, I'm not a member of PETA. I petered out a long time ago.
And man, that guy can move, beating the crap out of him while he's sitting in the chair.
Ooh, that was really bad, man.
Or
I think he probably needed some more help. Why we're doing these really bad jokes?
Dave, you're just hyperextending the jokes way too much.
Even my roommate, she goes, "Who is that?" I said, "Well, it's Mark. Mark Briscoe." She goes, "Well, dang, that could be one of your cousins."
But they need to slow it the heck down.
Flair.
That's almost as bad as knees.
I thought, look, yes, I'm from Tennessee, but we don't do that.
Sorry.